Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My goodness.
My goodness. Yes. All right, folks. The interesting conversation that we've had on this show and any other show in the last decade has been rising cost for post-high school education. And there's been a lot of discussions nationally and locally about how out of control those prices are.
And by the way, if these were standalone businesses, mm-hmm. they would all be out of business.
That's exactly right.
Because they need state and federal funds just to stay open.
That conversation, we're going to have this conversation real quick, because I saw a WDRB article, and the headline was, I told you how many times, I questioned, how many times U of L has raised their tuition in the last 20 years? Dave, how many times do you think that is?
It's kind of like JCPS with property taxes. I can't remember a day or a year when they didn't. So there's probably a couple, maybe 17 years.
19 of the 20.
Oh.
The tuition right now, and that's not the entire cost of the University of Louisville. And look, just like I said, this is not exclusive to the University of Louisville.
Oh, no.
UK's got this problem. Xavier, name a school. The costs keep going up and up and up and up. Because mostly the people that are going to the universities can get student loans now. Before, when you and I were going to college, I don't even think, could you get a student loan? I don't even know if you did that kind of thing.
You probably could, but years ago when I went to FSU, that was out-of-state tuition.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like $3,500 or something like
sure.
that. And that was now, of course, 30 years ago.
Out-of-state. So that means in-state right. was probably about $1,500.
Yep, exactly.
So you either... And part of that is a conversation we were having, John was having, because he was looking at the acceptance numbers for Princeton and Harvard and all these schools, and it used to be 30%. It's now 6%.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know why that is? Because no one applied to those schools because they couldn't afford it.
Right.
But now kids that think they have a shot were like, well, I'll just get student loans for it.
Well, and if you go in there and you talk to people, you'll find out that, well, you know, nobody really pays that full price.
Right.
There'll be aid from the school. There'll be loans. So very few people shell out the $15,000 in tuition all at once.
Now, the numbers I'm going to tell you about U of L are nothing compared to a lot of the schools in the ACC. Like when Louisville played Boston College this last couple of years, I said, well, for giggles, let's look it up. So I looked it up. $73,000 a year to go to Boston College. I laughed out loud. I laughed out loud thinking, how do you think? Now, to your point, do you pay that? I don't know. But what it says is 73. And I don't know if that's in-state or out of state.
The school is going to get the $73,000 from somebody.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From somebody.
So that is then, let's say, that's a $300,000 degree. And you could get a degree in something that will not get you a job.
The price tag.
But you'll have $700 a month in loan payments.
Easily $700 a month. Easily. Okay. So the University of Louisville has raised their tuition 19th time out of 20 years. It is $12,174 according to WDRB. Now, that's not counting room and board, okay?
Books, not counting that
books
either.
Books and all that stuff, okay? So it averages out now about $24,000, $25,000 a year to go to U of L, which actually is not that out of control when you compare it to the rest of the country.
Right, right.
So, and that's fine, but it is also...
The $12,000 is the cover charge to get you into classes. That's all that is.
If they would have raised the tuition at the same arc of inflation over the last 20 years, it should be $5,949.
Wow.
And if you live at home, the entire year is $5,494. I guess books would be on the side there.
That's doable.
Okay, that's doable. That's right. That's why people didn't in our generation didn't have student loans, because parents paid for college. You know why they paid for college? Because it was $5,000.
You know what this is like? This is like smokers. Fewer and fewer people are smoking. So what do they do to make up revenue?
Charge
the smokers that are still there more and more.
That's right.
More and more kids are going to tech schools, not going to college at all.
Yes.
Enrollment is down all across the country at all universities for the most part.
Yes.
So what do you have to do to make up the revenue? Charge the ones that are coming more and more.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating because you feel like you're in a trap, that you have to get the degree, which is what they're telling you. But do you?
You do not.
You do not. You do not. It is frustrating as a parent of someone going, look, John's going to Purdue. I'm happy at the number I'm paying.
In the field that he's going into, he needs to.
He is aerospace engineering. He will have a dozen job offers the second he graduates. Matter of fact,
you can't leave high school and go to NASA and go,
yeah, knock on the door.
Hey, I'm being an astronaut.
No. No, he's going to have, and that's the big sell for Purdue, is that they are going, look, there are 400 employers at the job fair.
Mm-hmm.
He will have his choice of jobs. Most likely it's wherever he, quote unquote, paid it. He's a paid, those engineers are paid interns, so he'll work somewhere. And then
they'll offer him a job when he graduates.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So he'll come out making, you know, $70,000 to $100,000 a year.
But if you go in with a humanities degree and $300,000 in debt, you come out and you're working at Starbucks and you're living at home.
Bingo.
Many companies will hire you now out of high school because they can train you from the ground up. 4 years from now, when your buddy graduates with $300,000 in debt and is a barista, you're probably owning your own home.
He's on a Zoom the other night because he got a Sons of Italy scholarship. So they didn't have it in person. It's usually in D.C., and usually the president or the vice president goes to this
thing. Did you get the amount on that, by
the
way?
No, damn it, no. We don't know yet, and it's so frustrating.
It could be $20,000.
Yes, it's so frustrating. They haven't told us how much, and I'm thankful to them. Thank you for giving my son a scholarship. We don't know how much it is. But here's the interesting thing. He's the only high school kid on the call. They're all Harvard. There's a Harvard guy and a Stanford and all these guys and girls, and they go, well, what are you doing?
And the other genders.
And John said, well, I'm in high school. I just graduated from high school. I'm going to Purdue. And they all said, because the Harvard guy, so funny, the Harvard guy.
Like, sure, he went to Harvard.
He said, well, they all in unison went, good for you, because they're all in like some humanities deal, right? Like the Harvard guy was in, what do you call the history of religion? Like you study the theology, whatever.
Yeah, right.
He's like, what am I going to do?
Jesus 101.
What am I going to do with that? Like, I'm going to be a professor is what I'm going to do.
Or go to seminary.
Right. Yes. So he's like, they all in unison were like, good for you, because that you're going to actually make money in what you're doing with your school.
Now, some universities are doing this. They are eliminating programs that aren't in demand anymore. That are not a path. Oh, different little art programs to a legitimate career, focusing more on career training.
Correct.
Well, over I've, 4 years. And
I'm
that
glad.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm glad because it's if you are rich and you have money, okay, this isn't an issue for you. Fine. But for everyone else, the bottom 99% of Americans are like, how much? And what are you going to do when you get out? So you shell out $200,000 for a degree, and you're a bartender at Drake's, which is a great job, but you've spent $200,000, and you're not sure you can get a job in your field that you got a degree in.
And so, parents, ask that question. Talk to your kids.
Yes.
Of course, you have 2 years of general studies before you pick a major anyway.
Now, I also said, hey, we're doing 2 years, and you're doing 2 years. We're not doing the four-year boat. This is on you. You got to have some skin in the game. So, I don't want to get in the weeds, but he's going to join ROTC, go as a naval officer. He'll go to the Navy for a while, and it'll pay for his last 2 years. So, that's his plan. Now, get back to Louisville. It should be $5,949, which books should be about six. That is how much a family in Kentucky can afford to send their kid to school. The fact that it's $12,174 and then you throw everything else in, now it is $24,000-$25,000 is crazy. I'm not talking about us, the Vinettis, the Jennings. We can swing it. If we had to, we can swing it. But I'm talking about everyone else. You're a public school. You, when public schools like UK and U of L and EKU become too expensive for the public, I think we have a problem.
I'm waiting for when colleges decide to run themselves like businesses and look around and say, okay, everyone else is just raising tuition. It's business as usual, and our enrollment is shrinking. Let's look at degree programs, and let's lower costs.
Yes.
Let's attract people away from UK and yes. away from Marina, away from yes. Center. And let's have results that matter.
See,
and make it more affordable. And then more people come, and lo and behold, that's the theory about raising versus lowering taxes. You get the tax base increased, you can lower taxes for everybody. If you get more and more students at the university to keep revenue the same, you can actually lower tuition and compete based on price.
So if you're U of L, and we've talked about this before, we've got a brand issue when it comes to U of L nationally. Academics, law school, the dentist school, the medical school, all great. But for the most part, the athletic department hasn't helped with the situation, and they're trying to fix it.
That's the front porch to your school.
Right. So lowering, you take the hit and you lower the tuition to a point to where the public can afford to go, and now you become the most popular school in Kentucky because your kid can actually afford to go to college and get a degree from U of L. The other problem they have is it's not exactly like there's a demilitarized zone wrapped around the school. I mean, they have their crime issues mm-hmm. down there. And especially now to where the murder rate downtown is crazy.
And that's right next to downtown.
And it's right downtown. That's an issue. That's an issue, especially when you are trying to get kids to stay on campus, which they're doing. I'm not sure if they have a rule where they have to stay. I think you have to write a letter to the school. I'm not sure about that. I'm speaking
out of turn.
A lot
of schools have a first year on campus rule.
Yes, yes. You have to live on campus, can't have a car, all that stuff. And that's fine. That's what John has at Purdue. Can't have a car, got to live on campus.
Well, he's not going to get shot there.
No, in West Lafayette, I don't think so. But that is another issue U of L has. Their location is in downtown, and downtown the last 10 years has been a kill zone. So now you're charging more for a degree. Mm-hmm. And I get the facilities are nicer, and it really does look great down there, and it really has turned that whole area around, and it looks fantastic, and the professors are great, and I love Neely Benabuti. She's great as the new president. I love her. I love Vince. Love all those people. But, man, you got to be realistic.
Well, we have to give them incentives to compete and to lower costs and to do things better, but there isn't any. It's kind of like right now, employers can't find people. Why? Because they make more money not working.
Yes.
As we keep up with the stimulus and extending unemployment benefits.
Gotta
so
stop
if
it.
You continue to just fund these places,
yeah, you
no
it.
Matter what,
yeah.
there's no incentive to do it better.
No, you got to stop the extra. I don't know how much they're making in unemployment, but that's got to. We've got to stop that program. COVID's over. We're opening up. It's time to go back to work. You got to get there. I understand some businesses have gone out of work, and now some people are looking. Besides those people, I'm talking about the people, and I think that's real. That's not a right-sided argument of, oh, well, there's certain people that just don't want to go back to work. I think that is true. I think some people are like, why would I go back to work?
It's human nature. It's like, wait, you're giving me this amount,
and
if I have a good week at my job, I'll make that, or I can not work and still get that.
Right.
People being who they are.
Correct.
Path of least resistance.
Right, sure.
You hear about the economics professor at school and go, oh, you don't want him. What do you do? Because everyone said he's really tough and has four long papers to write. You try to find the easier professor.
Now
we've all done that.
The crazy thing is, I went to Tori. She used to work here. She was one of our Girl Code girls. I used to do a podcast
mm-hmm.
with. She got married over COVID, and she finally had a reception Friday. So I'm there, and I'm the oldest couple. Jackie and I are the oldest couple at the entire table. And remember, we had this discussion with them, and all of them are in student loan debt. All of them. All of them have student loan debt. They don't make nearly the money that would compound that would offset that. They don't make enough money.
You don't make enough to have your own apartment,
no,
buy a car,
no.
and pay off that debt.
They have a mortgage, but no house. So, but here is the craziest thing that we've done to these kids. is that all of them, when I gave them a chance, if you had to go back in time and do it again, would you get the degree and go in debt again? And all of them said yes. After saying they have massive amounts of stress and anxiety and they can't afford a damn thing, they said, yes, I'd go back and do it again.
Because they don't want to trade that college experience for anything.
I guess.
That's 4 years of, yes, you have test stress and that sort of thing. Test stress.
Yeah.
Say that five times fast. But there's a lot of parties and there's a lot of hanging out and it's kind of fun and they wouldn't trade that.
Yeah. Well, for those people that are letting their parents pay for that, like the party experience, and you're paying $50 a year, you know, like Alabama, my niece went to Alabama. It's $42,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then the sorority was another 10. So now you're at $52,000 a year. And by the way, the sorority. So her
$10,000 to be in a clique.
She's $10,000 a year, and it's the largest sorority in America. It's the oldest, largest in Alabama. I forget what one it is.
Lambda, Lambda,
but
Lambda.
The house looks like one of those
Southern mansions.
Yeah, but no, it looks like, have you ever been in D.C. to where the buildings are way bigger than you look, and you come up on like the museum of whatever.
Right, right.
You're like, oh my God, that's how big it is. And they have three gourmet meals a day, and it's like 190 girls are in this sorority. So $10,000 times 190, let's do the math, is that $1.9 million?
Yeah, yeah.
It's $1.9 million in dues a year for one chapter at a college.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Now, they live like that, though. I mean, they live like that, but it's $52,000 a year. So,
and small tuition increases when you compound that or...
Yeah.
Take the 20,000 students or whatever. It's not that much money in the grand scheme of things for running a university.
Yes. Yes. So here's what they also do. They're letting Louisville kids in because they get the double price. You know, they don't.
At the sorority?
At the Alabama. So the Alabama gets the Louisville kids because the out of state kids, right? Because the out of state kid's going to pay double. So that's really like two students, not one.
That's true.
So the local kid might not get in. Because he's only going to pay half or the normal price. But if you let the other person in from Kentucky, the Kentucky person is paying twice.
Now, I think they have caps on that. There were only so many can be out of state.
Yeah. Who's watching that number?
Nobody.
Who's watching that number? Come on. So, University of Louisville answered, I think, some of the questions by saying, costs have risen. We're not getting as much from the state as we used to. All these sort of questions. I don't care. It should be $5,900. It's over $12,000. It's over double what it should cost to go to U of L, UK, EKU, Xavier, Cincinnati, Dayton, you name it. It's this non-exclusive U of L. I don't gang on U of L. U of L is our local school, so we do those numbers. But raising tuition 19 times out of the last 20 years, it's just not right. It needs to go down. Okay, man, back after this. Christian Brothers Roofing, please give them a call at 244-0208. These guys have been in business since 1997. They have a code that they live by. These are basic. They want to do the right thing, okay? They live the same way you are. And look, the reason it's in the name, Christian Brothers, it's not by accident. They live that lifestyle. And they're going to put a good roof on your house for a fair price. That's it. So whether it's commercial or residential, free estimate. Free estimate at 244-0208. Easy enough number. 244-0208. Put them in rotation. Get them out there. Free estimate. Get a roof, siding, or gutters. Back after this. Keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way.
I'm looking at video of Pat Kelly, the manager of the Louisville Bats.
Yes.
With his mask, nose to nose with the ump, screaming and waving his hands. Pat Kelly is one of my favorite managers. The Suite a couple years ago was awesome when he was a manager at the Bats.
Yes.
And Pat Kelly is number, I think he's number one in my book now. He really is awesome. And the Bats are in town tonight, Dollar Menu Night. That's Dollar Pepsis, hot dogs, potato chips, all that. So get on out there tonight for the Bats. They're in town all week.
Take advantage of this weather while you can.
Yes, there's no doubt. I want to update on the poll question I had on Twitter. The not-so-simple question, should professional athletes have to give press conferences? It is 60-40 even. 60% say no, they shouldn't have to give press conferences. We gave our opinions a little bit earlier in the show, and I think they line up together, Dave.
Absolutely. I used to care about such things and think they were tools if they didn't. But after listening to them for years and years and years, nothing is said,
mm-hmm.
and I really don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. Crusade for Children is this week. Please give. They reached over $5 million last year, and that was huge. I didn't think they were going to get there because it was just a weird year. We weren't going to be downtown where the TV station was, and there was COVID. You couldn't touch anything. Remember, that was before they discovered, well, it doesn't really spread with touch. It has to come out of somebody's lungs and into your lungs, basically, is how you catch COVID. They just didn't know that. So you couldn't touch anything. So we were all separated. We're wearing masks. We have these boom mics. It's crazy. I'm thinking, man, I hope they get to a good number. They did, Dave. They got to over $5 million.
Awesome. I don't know how they did that. I mean, it's an amazing town.
It really is. And it goes to the kids. And here's what I love of Crusade the most. 100% of the money raised goes to the kids.
Yep.
There's an endowment that covers all of the costs for everything else. And WHAS Television, our partner, WHAS, in this Crusade for Children thing, and have forever, gives them an office downtown in their space. So they don't have to do brick and mortar and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. So those costs are covered.
What do I love, Tony?
You love food or beer?
I love beer. I love food. I love Bridezillas.
Yes, you do. And there's plenty of Bridezilla stories lately.
But before you can get to Bridezilla, you have to get through Momzilla.
Oh, yeah.
This is a TikTok user named Emma.
Okay, Emma.
She shared what she says is a list of rules that her boyfriend's mother posted on social media, with the mom saying they are, quote, for anyone dating my son. The rules include.
Oh, no.
He's a mama's boy.
No.
Unless you have a ring on your finger, your opinion does not matter.
Oh, no.
Number two. He is a gentleman. I taught him that. You better act like a lady to deserve that.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm not going to argue that point.
Number three. If you show up at my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away.
Wow.
Number four. If I see sex on his phone, I will make you go away.
You'll see what on his phone?
Sects.
Oh, S-E-X-T?
Sext.
Sext. Yeah, okay.
Sext.
I got you.
Say it plural.
There's.
So try it.
Sexts.
See?
If it's 2021, my friend.
Yes.
Everybody under 50 is every once in a while sending something little risque on the sext.
How about mom, don't look at his phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. If I see a sext on his phone,
yes,
I will make you go away.
Okay, that's
next one. He is not your ATM.
Okay.
Next one.
Okay.
You are not in charge of him, and it is not up to you to change him.
Wow. So her son is perfect.
So what happens if the girlfriend doesn't follow these rules?
Yes.
The list also includes threats like, understand, I can make you go away. Along with the added note, I know how to avoid jail.
This poor guy. Oh, no way.
The mom said that should a woman fake their way into a marriage with their son, they'll wind up with the ultimate punishment.
Wow.
I will be something much worse than your boyfriend's mom. I'll be your mother-in-law.
So if someone ends up hurt or missing, there's evidence.
I can make you go away, and I know how to avoid jail.
I thought she was kidding, but that last line, I know how to avoid jail,
hey,
makes it
Emma,
a little more serious.
Run.
Run, Emma.
Far, far away.
Run as fast as you can. Wow. Whew. That poor guy.
Oh.
That poor guy.
He's the guy that needs to run.
Yes.
And change his name and identity.
Oh, my gosh. I think there's, man.
Now,
there's a lot of guys out there like that.
How are you going to handle Maggie? when it comes to dating? Because this is coming up.
I don't. I'm not strict with her. She has her. She. You have to make your own mistakes. If you raise your daughter with a good base and she has some strength for herself, she'll make her own decisions. She also has to make her own mistakes too. So she's got to meet the boys that are going to break her heart, and she's got to figure out that those ones aren't the ones you take home.
Right.
So you got to figure it out. And I've done that with alcohol and everything else. I was like, look, the only thing I do is I say anything involving cars and drugs, you're going to see the side of dad that you don't want to see. Then the fun dad is going bye-bye. So when you involve, and especially if you involve both of those things together, but when you're screwing around in a car.
So riding on the hood of a car doing meth.
Well, look, you can't, that's life-changing. Car wreck is a life-changing thing. So that's going to.
Or ending.
And the drugs can be the same thing. We can deal with a beer or two. That's fine. I'm not going to be that dad that goes, oh, don't drink. Oh, these kids are going to drink a beer. So you have to make your own choices. I'm not going to, if that makes you feel good, just keep an eye on it because, we have alcoholism in our family. So keep an eye on it, but I'm not going to tell you not to do whatever.
You're also not going to fix the consequences.
No, we can't. You can't do that. So, but the really serious ones are going to be trouble. So you can't, I don't rule an iron fist on all that stuff. Hey, got to make your choices. You're going to make mistakes and then we'll figure it out. Just don't make them the big ones. Drugs, that's pills.
Mm-hmm.
That's pills because the pills lead to the heroin and heroin and all that. And the other one is cars. So don't mess around in either one of those situations and then we're fine here. And then we can get past everything else. So, we'll work that out. All right. So Sasquatch went to the Indianapolis 500. They limited the number of media. That's what got me about the UofL thing last year was that they limited 12 members of the media, 12 out of all the newspaper, bloggers, radio, television only could have, I think the number was 12. But you had this gigantic empty stadium. It was like,
right.
Why not invite all the media to get as much coverage as you can? And this dovetails into Sasquatch was at Will Clark, our very own Will Clark, was at the Indianapolis 500, and not both of our car lovers could go.
So that they have 135,000 by design. They
yes.
can fit 350. So you have space for 200,000 more, but you couldn't squeeze Paul Miles in there.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand that. So, but they did have 130,000 people. Sasquatch said it earlier. This is the largest sporting event, attended sporting event in the world since COVID started.
When we reopen, we do it big, man.
Yes, we do. And it's in, and we're there. It is June. June 11th is supposed to be everything's back to normal to a certain extent, right? There's no restrictions. Now each privately owned business can have their own restrictions.
This goes to your advice for your daughter. It's like, make your own decisions. Live with the consequences. If
yes.
you decide to make people mask up, if you don't have any customers, those are the consequences.
That's right. That's right.
If you choose to get together with grandma and not wear a mask, that's a family decision.
Yeah. But this past weekend, restaurants were open to 75%. I'm laughing because I saw somebody tweet out that he was in a restaurant and it was slammed.
There are waits.
And there's waits and they're slammed, but they had two tables roped off. And it was like, no one's social distancing. No one's got a mask. Everyone is in the same space, but those two tables you can't sit at.
So,
it's just stupid.
Or you have the side-by-side tables at the bar.
Yeah.
You can't sit facing the bartender at a bar. I guess after June 11th, that will change.
Yeah. But it's interesting, some of the places that have decided, no, Target, no masks. Walgreens. I thought Walgreens, I walked into Walgreens, there's no mask mandate. So I thought for sure with older people, like I'm not saying that old people shop at Walgreens, but it's a more of a...
Go into Walgreens.
Yes, going to Walgreens, but there was no mask mandate. So everyone's deciding on their own. Movies were more crowded this weekend. And we're 10 days away from the finally.
Well, look
all
at
of the restrictions going.
Last weekend, I think the number one movie, I forgot what it was, but it made about 5 million. This past weekend, it was 56 million for
yeah,
the top
right.
movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And because that's where we're going. People want to get back to normal. And here's the deal. You're getting vaccinated. So people feel better. That doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID. You're going to get COVID. But but when you're vaccinated and you get COVID, you feel no symptoms. You're asymptomatic about it. Yeah.
Asymptomatic.
Symptomatic, yes.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
I said it. I said it right.
No, you said enemy, like.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
We did this back in the dogs a decade ago. Sea anemone.
Sea anemone.
It's a stupid movie. Finding Nemo. Sea anemone. Sea anemone.
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 Some words I just can't say.
Sea anemone.
Here's one word I want to say to you right now.
Yeah, but you can.
But I can't. But I can't. Okay. You brought up the TikTok. Pisses me off. So I'm going to bring up some. I got to tell you, these TikTok influencers are irritating. They're annoying. And this one really pissed me off. Her name is Kat Stickler.
Kat Stickler.
Swear to God. TikTok mom Kat Stickler.
Really doesn't like dogs.
Pranked her husband, Mike, by switching their baby after a walk at the park.
What?
So she switched a baby with one of her friend's baby and put the yellow bow on that had on before they left in the outfit. So they changed outfits so the baby would have the same outfit.
Being a guy, he probably didn't notice.
No, he noticed right away. And this is what pisses me off. Like, look, if you do that stuff 30 years ago, I get it. And maybe the dads weren't involved as much. That's not happening today. Guys are as involved with kids as the mom is in almost every situation I know. So this is why it pissed me off. Because he knew right away. She pushed the cart up and she's like looking at the camera going, he's not going to know. He's not going to know. And he knew right away. He had a cup of coffee and he went, whoa, wait, hey. And he put his coffee down. And he goes, this isn't our child. This isn't our child. And like he jumped up and goes, please tell me you're pranking us right now. Please tell me you're pranking. And she was like, ha ha ha, I pranked. I switched it with so-and-so's baby. And he dropped to the couch and put his hands in his face. Like he was like, I can't believe you would do that. Like that's a serious, someone switched our baby. Why would you do that? A, the insinuating that guys don't know what their damn child looks like pisses me off. Like it's all about, mom does everything. No, mom doesn't do everything.
No, mom is giggling to her TikTok followers.
Yes, and dad basically had a heart attack because he thinks his baby's been switched. And he knew the second he looked at his child, because you're the father, you know these things. So she thought it was hilarious. She picked up the baby. She took the baby from him and was like, looked at the camera, was laughing. He's on the couch with his hands in his face. Like, are you insane?
Now, did you laugh at all when you saw this?
No, it pissed me off. It pissed me off from the get. Because dads are, they share everything now. It's not my dad. Either. I have three siblings. My dad was famous for saying he never changed a diaper, right? Four kids. Never changed a diaper. That was the 1960s. But now, that's not how it rolls. Dad and mom roles are, they're all the same.
Now, I don't know this person.
Except for the baby feeding.
What's her name? Kat Scratch?
Kat Stickler.
Kat Stickler. So is this a common thing where he's the boob and she pranks him all the time?
I don't know. I would have to be on TikTok to know that.
If this is like the Penn and Teller thing, he doesn't talk, I get it. You call him Teller, ha ha ha.
Right.
Maybe this is a thing with them.
That is a prank. Remember, Dwight told us the prank to where he told his girlfriend or his buddy.
Oh, this was awful.
That he was hit by a bus. And she dropped the phone and was bawling and he couldn't get back to her to tell her that it was fake, like, because she had dropped the phone and she was so upset and it was a huge mistake what he did. That was Dwight, because Dwight is psycho. Okay, especially back then.
Right.
But this is like
a normal
thing on TikTok to torture your loved ones.
They might both be in on it though.
Okay, don't know that. Right. I mean, they don't know that. It looked legit to me because he had his coffee and he looked up from his coffee and immediately was like, hey, wait, what? This isn't our baby. And she was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, no, this is not our baby.
She should have played it. She goes, I was at the mall and I had a blanket over her face.
Oh,
I don't. I mean, play it out if you're going to make this thing rough.
I hate it. All right. So Kat Stickler, and Kat with a K, Kat with Kat.
How does she spell Stickler?
Stickler.
Just a K?
It's a normal Stickler.
Normal Stickler.
Kat Stickler. I'm so popular because I'm on TikTok. You even know what TikTok is.
I've never watched it.
Nope. I don't want to because Nick Coffey said don't download it because I'm addicted to it. And I was like, okay, I got it. I'll do it. And I'm gone. All right, man. Back after this. Keep where you got it. Dwight's out. He'll be back in a couple of days. He's Dave. I'm Tony. And you're listening to News Radio 840 WHAS.
Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness. But some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.